This is Kent Lindquist, and you are listening to The Feeling of Jazz. I'm your host for 2 hours of fine mainstream modern jazz every Sunday night, 89.1 FM. Lakeshore is the station, and we hope that you'll join us every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 for some swinging sounds. I'm going to continue this week with to highlight our featured artist, George Wallington, who was a pioneer jazz bop pianist. Back in the 40s and 50s, put together several fine quartets and quintets. And we're going to kick the show off with George Wallington's album on the Prestige label, Jazz for the Carriage Trade. And he put together a fine all-star group besides George on piano. We have Phil Woods on alto sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Teddy Kotick on bass, Art Taylor on drums. This is a composition by the alto sax man Phil Woods. Together We Wail. Thank you. Well, that was a spirited up-tempo composition called Together We Wail, written by the alto sax man on that track, Phil Woods. It's accompanied by Donald Byrd in the front line, of course, George Wallington on piano leading up the group, fine rhythm section of Teddy Kotick on bass, Star Taylor on drums. I'm going to turn now to the West Coast sounds of Stu Williamson, a great trumpet player that was in demand in the studios at all times out on the West Coast. He's probably had a cot in the studio because he was there all the time. This is from his album called Stu Williamson Plays, cut in January of 1955, and he's accompanied by Charlie Mariano on alto sax, Claude Williamson, his brother, on piano, keep it in the family, Max Bennett on bass, Stan Levy on drums. This is a nice little blues by trumpeter Stu Williams, Stu's Doo's Blues. Thank you. Nice Easy Blues, led up by trumpet man Stu Williamson from his album Stu Williamson Plays, appropriately enough, and fine alto sax work there by Charlie Mariano. Stu's brother Claude on piano, the inimitable Max Bennett on bass, and the swinging Stan Levy on drums. I'm going to go back to highlighting our jazz artist of the week. George Wallington, great piano player, put together some fine quartets and quintets. This is from George's album that was cut on the Atlantic label called The Prestidigitator. And we have J.R. Montrose accompanying George on tenor sax, Teddy Kotick on bass, Nick Stabulis on drums. This is a track that was written by piano player Mose Allison, who we featured as the artist of the week a few weeks back, called Promised Land. And on this track, the group is joined by trumpet player Jerry Lloyd, who on this particular track plays bass trumpet. Let's listen to Promised Land. Thank you. George Arlington's little quintet with J.R. Matus on tenor sax, Teddy Kotick on bass, Nick Stabilis on drums, the bass trumpet of Jerry Lloyd, and I introduced that as the Promised Land, and actually it was Rural Route, which is also another Mose Allison composition. Neat little swinger. Now we're going to turn to trombone player Curtis Fuller, one of the greats, from his Blue Note album, The Opener, and this is a great version of one of my favorite Gershwin tunes, Soon. And along with Curtis on trombone, we have Hank Mobley on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Paul Chambers on bass, Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to Soon. Thank you. Fine romp through the Gershwin classic Soon by trombone man Curtis Fuller from his album The Opener. And joining him in the front line there was Hank Mobley on tenor sax. I'm going to go back now to our highlight artist of the week, George Wallington. And this is from his prestige album, The New York Scene. And this is the same group that we played to open up the show, with Phil Woods on alto sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet, Teddy Kotick on bass, Nick Stabulis on drums. This is a Phil Woods composition again, Up Totican Creek.
Thank you.
I don't know where Tohickan Creek is, but it must have been a swinging place to be. It was up Tohickan Creek by the George Wellington Quintet. Of course, George on piano, the composer of that swing, little swinger, Phil Woods on alto sax, Donald Byrd on trumpet. It's from George's album, The New York Scene. Now we're going to turn to the piano stylings of a very accomplished jazz swinger, and that's Duke Pearson from his Blue Note album, Tender Feelings. And here he's accompanied by Gene Taylor on bass, Lex Humphrey on drums, and this is the classic composition by Bronislaw Kaper on Green Dolphin Street.
Thank you.
was a tasteful piano work of Duke Pearson doing Bronislaw Kaper's great composition On Green Dolphin Street, backed up by Gene Taylor on bass, Alex Humphrey on drums. I'm going to turn now to one of my favorite guitarists out of Detroit, Kenny Burrell, doing I'll Close My Eyes from his prestige album Two Guitars. And along with Kenny on this track, we hear Mal Waldron on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, and Art Taylor on drums. Let's listen to I'll Close My Eyes. Thank you. nice, fine, swinging version of I'll Close My Eyes by the inimitable Kenny Burrell, very tasteful guitarist. Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here for the last, better part of the last hour, and we'll hope you stick around for the second hour after the news at the top of the hour, and so we'll look forward to playing some more swinging songs for you. We're going to close out now with something by the George Wallington Quintet with Donald Byrd on trumpet, Jackie McLean on alto sax, of course, George on piano. This is live at the Cafe Bohemia in New York City, 1955. This is Rodgers and Hart composition, Johnny One Note.